That's our ring. Time for Longman Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Sears is just entering. Listen.
Come in.
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, how are you this morning, Abner?
All right. Don't call me Abner no more, though. I'm Dr. Peabody from here out.
Doctor?
Yeah, doctor.
What's he, doctor?
For tater bugs. Or, I mean, the vines. I'm Dr. Peabody, A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y. Makes them the initials Lum, Jimmy.
Is Lum the one that made you a doctor?
Yeah, he's the one. He's president of the Edison Peabody Chemicals Company, and he made me Dr. Peabody head chemist. See, I'm a scientific now.
Sassy prayer. You know about as much about chemicals as some half-grown pigeon-toed youngin.
Well, I don't have to know anything about them. The formula that we use is already figured out. All I got to do is just mix the stuff together. Lum says that my office in the company is higher than heaven, and he's president.
It sounds like a bunch of spavin-legged huskin' shuckin' to me. Whereabouts is Lum at today?
I don't know. He left out of here a while ago. That he's going out and try to sell some more of our potato bug spray.
Well, he oughtn't to have any trouble selling it. It'll sure clear your potato patch out for you, I'll say that.
Oh, it'll do the work. Ain't no doubt about it. And the nice part of it is, too, that the potato bugs won't come back. Once you spray them vines with that stuff, it'll knock a potato bug right flat on his back every time he tries to climb back on that vine.
Well, it's better than I thought it was, then. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. Just spray them once, and you're done for the whole season, I think.
How's it selling? Pretty good?
Why, yeah, we just can't keep it on hand. Sell it just about as fast as we can get it made up. We sold out all of that second batch that we made up already.
Yeah, it looks like you and Lum's going to make yourselves the right smart of money out of that.
Oh, my dear. Ain't no doubt about it, Grandpa. Well, we've already made $34 profit.
No.
Yes, sir.
For the lonely pigeon toad taste.
Just in a few days, yes.
Well, I hope you don't forget your old friends whenever you get rich.
Oh, well, you won't have to worry about me. I'm going right ahead speaking to everybody just like I weren't no better than there.
So many folks get terrible big-headed whenever they start getting rich that way.
Yeah.
Just hope you and Lum don't let it turn your head.
Yeah, well, we ain't. Me and him both going over to the picnic at Cherry Hill tomorrow and just let mingle with everybody just same as we'd always did.
Oh, you going over there for the annual butcher and grocery man's picnic?
Yeah, wouldn't miss that for the world.
No, I reckon not.
We're just going to close the store up and spend the whole day over there. You're going too, ain't you?
Well, I don't know. I was aiming on it, but Ben Withers sort of wants me to stick around here and play checkers or something.
Ben Withers?
Being a constable, he figures he oughtn't to go away and leave the town without no police protection.
Oh. Hi, Dogie's Grandpa, if you ain't going, can I borrow that hat band of yours that says, "Old You Kid" on it?
Well, sir, I don't know where that's at now.
You do, Donnie, too.
I've got a button that says Chicken Inspector on it.
Yeah, I want that one, too. I want that.
I used to have one. Here's a good one. Says, "I love my wife, but old you kid." That always got him.
Oh, I couldn't wear that. That Elizabeth would be a bump on my head if you said about that.
I got a nice rubber return ball over at the house, but the rubber ain't no count on it no more.
Oh, well, I don't want that. Them things are just in fights. You pop somebody one of them. Big old slew-footed boy like to beat me to death over there a couple of years ago.
I recollect that.
Well, I reckon, Grandpa, there won't be nobody left in town here for you to guard. You ought to go. They'll all be over at the picnic. You might as well be over there with them.
Well, Ben's feared somebody will break into the jailhouse if he leaves.
Oh.
So I guess I won't go after all.
Well, that's just saying that it's going to be a fair fast for the bully boys and sissy girls out there.
Oh, yeah. Worst part of it, Charity wanted to go awful bad. The sea stumps is in by just a ride over in the wagon with them.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth wanted to go, too, but Looks like she's just so far behind with her crops that she can't get off. I told her this morning after that rain we had yesterday, she'd just better stay here and turn that ground harder in good shape, you know.
Well, now, she's wanting to go, Abner. Them crops will keep, you know.
Oh, well, I doubt if there'd be room for her anyway. Me and Lom and Mose Moose and Caleb Weehunk riding over there in the car at Dick Huddleston. Won't be room for her inside, and Elizabeth's just getting too old to ride the running board anymore than
that. Yeah, sure.
She'll be all right. I'll bring her some little pretty knot mink of some kind back from the fishing rich, and she'll be just as happy as she went herself.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And then she'll be caught up on her work, too.
Yeah.
I'll bring her one of them cupid dogs. I can figure out some way to win them. Generally, she wins them herself, throwing a cat rack. I can't fix them things at all, but
she... Oh, I've seen her stand there a chunk all afternoon.
She brung back one of them big chalk bulldogs last year, taking both of us to carry it home. Just love it, sets it there in the house, barks at it. And I might bring her a box of Cracker Jacks. She loves them things. Love to get them little prizes in there.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, sure. Them little frogs, she'll click-clack them things, so she might not run you out of your mind with them.
I know it. Poor fella.
She loves picnics. I'll bring her a cornucopia of that cotton candy, too, while I'm at it. She loves that stuff.
Well, that's mighty thorny of you to think of something like that, Abner.
Well, I've always said a feller can't be too good to his women folks, you know. Lord, that works hard. Works awful hard. That's a hard. My left little heart. I just hate to see her out there in the field in this hot weather. But looks like she just ain't happy unless she's got a plow handle in her hand.
Well, you've got a field of corn over there to be proud of, Abner. I'll tell you that for you. I just noticed it yesterday.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. I worked awful hard giving Elizabeth advice this year. I'll sit there on the fence in a boiling sun any day telling her how to plow that corn. And if her health holds up, I think I'm going to have a good year. Wait. Yonah comes along right now if you want to see him.
Well, I never want to see him in particular. I just wondered where he was at. And saw him in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, we've been awful busy mixing up that farming and selling it. Cedric Weehunk's out demonstrating, you know.
Yeah, Cedric was over at the place yesterday wanting to spray our potatoes, but of course I told him we'd done already had some.
Yeah, well, he sold a lot of it, I'll tell you that.
Gentlemen.
Did you sell any more of the stuff, Lum?
Well, no.
Oh.
How are you, Grandpap?
Oh, Tomley, I reckon, Mom. How's yourself?
Boy, just as fine as a E string on a fiddle.
I'll let Lum get some off.
Yeah, what's new?
Not a thing. Abner's telling me you're aiming on going over to Cherry Hill tomorrow for the butchers and grocerymen picnic.
Yeah, looks like I'll have to.
Yeah, he's in the fat race, you know, and backstop for the fat men and the thin men's baseball game.
I don't go telling everything you know, Abner.
Did you get that union form from Cedric?
Yeah.
Don't.
He had a rose pinned on the bill of a cab.
I hate to see you in that outfit. Your clothes look like two ropes with knots in them.
Yeah, I know. I don't look so good. I think they're going to call on me for a little speech, too.
Uh-oh.
The fact is, I've just been over to the place sort of brushing up on it a little.
You going to give that same speech you always give all about you starting out as a barefooted boy?
Well, no, I've changed it up some. Took some out here and put some in there, sort of like a woman making over old red. You think the folks are aiming on being there, ain't you, Grandpap?
I got my doubts on.
Oh, you ought to go. Might not everybody's going to be there. Elizabeth says she's going, Abner.
Going to the picnic?
That's what she said. Just now talk to her.
Well, I thought she's down there in the field. Ain't she working this afternoon?
Yeah, she's working. That's where I seen her. Down this end of the field. Stopped there at the end of the row in the shade to catch her breath just as I come by.
Oh, she'll use any excuse.
I insist on her going. Told her I'd let her have my place in the car. Luther Phillips told me I could ride over with him.
It's all right, she wants to go, but Lom, I wish you wouldn't encourage her and kick his ass. Get her to where she won't be worth killing. Reckon it'll be all right with Dick for her to tag along with us.
Well, he ain't for sure he's going.
Huh.
His woman's been asking to drive over to Odin, spend the day with Ethel and the baby tomorrow, as long as he's aiming on closing up the store for the day.
Oh, well, if Dick ain't going, I reckon Elizabeth might as well go. I'll have to use the mules to drive over there with anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, there comes Ben.
Oh.
Wonder if he's going.
Well, he thought he ought to stick around town, Grandpa. Well, howdy, Ben.
Hello, Abner. Milford. How's everybody?
Hey, what are you looking for serious-headed about, Ben?
Weevils. Things look bad, Lum.
What are you talking about, anyway?
How's that, Lum?
I say, what are you talking
about? Yes. I didn't realize it, but this morning I took a ride out in the country with Ezra Seastrunk on the feed wagon. Had a few deliveries to make. And as far as I can see, we're not going to have any cotton crop around here at all this year.
I thought they had a good stand of cotton.
I did, too.
Well, the stand is all right, Milford. Coming along fine. But the boll weevil have set in. And everyone we talked to this morning said they won't make half a crop.
Oh, I didn't know. Boll weevil, huh?
The whole trouble, Lom, is the boll weevil.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Earl Pomeroy said if he could hit them off some way, he's going to do well to get his seed back.
Yeah, when them things get sorted, it'll wade right through a cotton field like a threshing machine.
You know, that's going to affect business all over this whole pigeon-toed town.
Why, of course it will. It always does.
Well, we done an extra big credit amongst the cotton farmers this year, too.
Doggy, that's right. We sure did.
Well, as I see it, the whole trouble is the boll weevil. After thinking it over, that's the conclusion I come to.
Jennings, wait a minute. I believe I've got to hide it. Looks to me like anything that'll kill potato bugs will kill boll weevil.
You put your finger on the trouble right there, Lom. Boll weevil.
Jennings, listen to me, man. We'll take what we've got left of that formula, and me and Abner will run out and see what effect it'll have if we spray it on boll weevil.
Soldier, that's a good idea, Lom.
We've got something here that'll put a stop to them pesky things. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened to the cotton farm.
Why, sure.
Hurry up, man. We've got a fight on our hands.
Well, if the Hempstead formula will save the cotton crop, it might prove to be as valuable as its inventor indicated after all.